So in this very broadcast episode, I am going to be revealing to you biblical prophecies, dreams, revelations, and visions about the coming war with China and its massive attack against the United States, and how all of it all ties together, paving the very way for the commencement of the tribulation period, the rise of the Antichrist, and the coming war of Gog and Magog. Welcome and thank you for tuning in to the Tribe of Christians broadcast. I'm your host, founder and ministry leader, Brandon Dawson. Now, right now, the eyes of the entire world are focused on Israel's war against Hamas, as well as the very new emerging war that is breaking out between Iran and Israel. And while all eyes have been focused on the complete other side of the world, and while America has been completely distracted by politics and all the different Trump cases, a massive threat is emerging from within our nation's very walls. That signal, danger is on the horizon concerning China and the coming World War III. Now, in May of 2021, published on our website, I had a series of divine prophetic dreams warning of a series of events that would unfold over several nations and continents that would lead the world not only into World War III, but also plant the very foundation of the coming Ezekiel 38 war of Gog and Magog, and the very event that kickstarts the rapture of the church and the launch of the seven-year tribulation period. Now, over several dreams and revelations, I was shown every single intricate detail and movement that would transpire in their chronological order over the nations, revealing why, how, and when. And many of these dreams and revelations have already begun to come to pass. Now, before I move forward, I want to let you guys know that every single dream, vision, and prophecy reference in this video message will be listed in the About section and also in the comment section, so you guys can go back and check it out for a later time. Now, on May 10th of 2021, I dreamed that Queen Elizabeth II appeared before the Lord, symbolizing the UK, and in this dream, she saw a vision of the future in a water font. And the Lord asked her what she saw, and she saw a sword. And when I asked the Lord the meaning, he said that it is an English sword. Now, in the Bible, the sword is one of four major signs of judgment that appear over a nation when a nation is in rebellion against the Lord. The sword symbolizes and represents war. Now, these very four signs are consistently present throughout the entire Bible, and they prelude the destruction of both of the Jewish temples as well as Israel's exile. And all four of these signs will persist again over the entire world through the four horsemen of the apocalypse. So this dream, therefore, prophesied that war would break out over the European continent within 1 year, and it would be a sign of the end of Queen Elizabeth's reign and an even bigger sign to Europe of an end of an era and the beginning of the coming end. Ultimately, a transition into the end times. Now, that following September, on the Jewish Feast of Trumpets, the very day of Rosh Hashanah, beginning the Jewish New Year, on September 6, 2021, I had another vision. But this one was much different than all the previous other dreams and visions. It was an audible vision that not only served as an affirmation of the prophetic warning about war coming to Europe, but it also prophesied to the very exact date of when that war would occur. So that very morning, at exactly 5:24 a.m., I heard the sounds of a trumpet and the sign of a warning of danger. Then I heard the sound of a massive army marching in perfect sync. And then I heard the word Ararat spoken to me. Now, the word Ararat is the name of a major mountain in Turkey, which is also associated with the Ezekiel 38 war of Gog and Magog. Now, in addition to that revelation, a second revelation was also given to me, which is located in the Philippines in the South China Sea, rests another mountain, a stratovolcano to be exact, with the same name, but it's spelled differently, also Mount Ararat. Therefore, the warning was not just of a coming war with Russia, that would impact Europe, but that within that war would be a sign of a coming second war that would involve China and the United States. Now behold, exactly 5 months later, on the 24th day, as in 5:24 a.m., on February 24th, Russia invaded Ukraine, launching the largest major war in Europe since World War II. Now, in addition, 7 months later, as revealed in the dream, Queen Elizabeth passed away on September 8th, 2022, fulfilling the vision and serving as a sign of affirmation of greater events that are to come. Now, exactly 1 week later, from May 10th of 2021, from the dream concerning Europe, on May 17th of 2021, I had a second prophetic dream, but rather than Europe, this dream warned that not only another war would break out, but it would commence World War III. And in that dream, I was near a nuclear facility, and I was told that it was China that first attacked the United States, commencing the war. Now, in that dream, I was given a date. I do not believe in date setting, and it's possible that nothing may actually happen on that date. But in the dream, a man told me that China attacked the United States on Wednesday, the 19th. Now, I was not given a year. I was only given the day of the week. So in 2 months from now, Wednesday the 19th will actually occur, which is in June. Then on May 22nd of 2021, 4 days later, I dreamt and I saw a distress sign coming out from France. And I saw the word help boldly written on the U.S. $1 bill. Then almost exactly 1 year later, I had another series of prophetic dreams concerning Russia, China, and the United States in the month of May of 2022, including the U.S. economy. Now, on May 5th of 2022, and also on August 15th of 2022, in a dream, I asked the Lord what would become of the Russian-Ukraine war. And then the Lord told me to watch and see what would happen. And then I saw a series of events involving the U.S. dollar and the oil markets. I saw the U.S. sanctions against Russia had backfired and led to the creation of a brand new series of trade deals and alliances that were being made across the Middle East, along with Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and China. I saw all of the original deals that were made with the United States from the 1970s creation of the petrodollar system were all completely undone, and I saw other nations begin trading oil and other currencies other than the U.S. dollar, which eroded the value and the strength of the U.S. dollar. I then saw the U.S. economy begin to collapse, along with the plummeting of the U.S. dollar, which severely weakened the Western alliance nations and impacted the Russian-Ukraine war. Once this happened, the Western nations were no longer able to fund and support Ukraine, and Ukraine quickly ran out of supplies, ultimately leading to its surrender to Russia. And then I saw Russia taking the entire nation of Ukraine, not just the eastern half of the nation, but the entire nation. Now, once this happened, I officially saw a new alliance emerge with the rise of the Gog and Magog alliances. The official Gog and Magog alliances emerged. And I saw Persia, the very one which was spoken of by the prophet Daniel, along with them. Now, since the beginning of all these revelations in May of 2021, I have seen how all these attacks unfold from China. I have seen the attacks themselves, and I have seen four prominent cities along the United States' northeastern coast destroyed. They are New York City, Washington, D.C., Boston, and Baltimore. Now, just recently, we had a series of major events that I believe affirm what is to come. So on March 26th of 2024 at approximately 1:30 a.m., a ship named Dolly struck Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, collapsing the entire bridge. Now, that bridge was named after the man not far from that location who wrote the United States anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. Now, the name of that ship, Dolly, means to draw up of God or to draw towards God. Now, exactly 10 days later from that, on April 6, 2024, a 4.8 magnitude earthquake struck just outside of Manhattan, New York City. 4.8 was also the exact date of the solar eclipse that just crossed over the nation on April 8th of 2024. Another warning to the nation. Now, when China launches its attacks, it's going to be very different, much different military campaign and strategy than conventional warfare. China will launch massive cyber attacks against our nation's infrastructure, and it will target key infrastructure cities. Now, it will be done from the inside of the nation by Chinese sleeper cells that are already here in the nation and have already crossed in through the border at Mexico. When these sleeper cells are activated, they are going to target communications. They're going to, which are including the internet, mobile and cell phone networks, satellite companies. They're also going to target our energy grid, shutting down electricity around the nation. They're also going to target our logistics, along with our communications networks, preventing not only our ability to communicate and to organize a response, but also to resupply and ship supplies to key areas. They will also target our pipelines and refineries. They will also target our banking and our financial sectors in New York and our military operations in DC and Virginia. So I believe that these cyber attacks are going to be massive. They're going to be overwhelming. They're going to plunge the nation into massive panic and can last for several days or even weeks. Now, this is exactly what happened to Israel on the very day that it was attacked on October 7th. Iran, China, and Hamas all launched these massive cyber attacks against Israel, overwhelming the communications networks. Therefore, Hamas took out their satellite and radar systems, so when they began to attack, Israel had no idea that it was even under siege in the first place until it was too late. That is exactly what is going to happen to the United States, specifically its northeastern coast. Now, once this is achieved, China will then launch its campaign against Taiwan. It's going to set up a blockade, cutting off Taiwan from the rest of the world. Once all this happens, then there's going to be strikes that will hit all four of these cities from within these cities, within our own nation. And it's going to effectively destroy half of Washington, D.C., and all of New York City will be completely destroyed. Now, before you say that I'm crazy, that none of this is going to happen, I want you to take a look at some of these headlines. Fox News, Chinese hackers preparing bold and unrelenting attacks on U.S. infrastructure, FBI. Semaphore, I think it's pronounced Semaphore, U.S. cyber official, sky's the limit for Chinese hacking threats. This one's from The Hill. It says Chinese hackers preparing to attack critical U.S. infrastructure. The FBI says Chinese hackers are inside U.S. infrastructure to cause devastating blow. The New York Post, which says FBI Director Christopher Wray warns Chinese hackers lying in wait to attack U.S. infrastructure upon us now. New York Times, China could threaten critical infrastructure in a conflict, NSA chief says. NBC News, major 911 outages in four states leave millions without an easy way to contact authorities. News time. A day after 9/11 outage, FBI issues alert about Chinese hackers. So all of these news reports just came out over the weekend while all these events were happening with Iran and Israel. Now, just recently, not that long ago, I published a video 2 months ago on February 27th when a massive cell phone outage hit major cities across the United States, targeting NASA in both Texas and Florida, Washington, D.C., and New York City. But they blame the errors on a coding error. Well, take a look at this. According to sources in that independent article, Microsoft actually identified mysterious code linked to communication systems in Guam, the U.S. territory, and the Pacific with a massive strategic air base. Now, officials believe the code was the work of Volt Typhoon, a Chinese state-sponsored hacking group. So what they have done is that China has infiltrated these technology and communications networks and companies using local networks and have hidden coding within all along this infrastructure, which can effectively, when they activate it, can shut down our nation and bring it into a massive panic. So this is very real, and we have been talking about this for several months, several years. Again, I will have all the links for these articles as well as the prophecies in the About section, in the comment section below. And so what this tells me is this is definitely paving the way, right? We have a massive war occurring with Russia. We've got war occurring in the Middle East with Israel, Hamas, and Iran. And the last one to unfold is China. This is going to lead us into World War III, which will pave the very groundwork for the beginning of that Gog and Magog war, when all the nations go to attack, will launch its attack against Israel. That's going to be the very beginning of the seven-year tribulation period in which the rapture of the church happens and the rise of the Antichrist appears. This is also when the building of the third Jewish temple happens, and this is when the peace deal is made to bring peace to all of the nations. This is when the two-state solution may appear. Some believe it'll happen at the beginning of that seven-year tribulation period. Others believe it'll happen 3.5 years into the tribulation period. But either way, I believe that all these signs are all around us. We need to be praying and preparing. I believe that we're not just going to see all these massive events, these horrific things happen. I believe that this will also pave the way for massive levels of revival to happen all around the nation. It will lead people back into repentance and back to the Lord. So if you are a believer in Christ, now is the time more than ever to make sure your heart, your mind is completely in alignment and obedience with the Lord God, right? It's not, the Bible tells us, it's not enough to just believe in God. And that's what it says in the book of James. But we must also act in faith, put our faith into action, because even the demons believe in Jesus. Even the enemy knows and believes in Jesus, right? And what separates us from us and the enemy is our faith and our obedience to Jesus and our love for him and our love for one another. So it's very important that we make sure we take the time that we humble ourselves, repent from all wrongdoing, ask the Lord to show us any areas in our lives that are out of that are in disobedience against the word of God, bring ourselves back into alignment with Christ. And then we need to be praying for the lost and being praying to reach others for Christ and really preparing ourselves, because we are right around the corner. In any moment, Jesus can call his bride, the church, home. So guys, that's going to conclude this message. Any comments, concerns, questions, anything like that, please feel free to reach out to me through our website, TravelChristians.com, or leave me a comment below. As always, guys, keep running your race and keep fighting the good fight of faith. Always stay encouraged and never, ever lose hope. Never give up.